producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Breaking news here. Parts of Williston, North Dakota are being evacuated after an explosion and a fire at Red River Supply. So fire officials got a call just after midnight, and when they arrived on scene, one building was already engulfed, and on KVLY on the site, there's a picture, massive fire. So there are no words on injuries as of yet. We do know that Williston Fire Department received help from Ray, Trenton, and Epping Fire Departments. Officials also say that there is now an evacuation in place for a half a mile around the fire scene. City leaders are urging people in the area to leave if they can, and at the very least, stay in their homes. Traffic is closed for anyone coming into town. So, just remember that. Keep that in mind. Parts of Williston, North Dakota are being evacuated now. Traffic is closed for anyone coming into town. People traveling eastbound on Highway 1804 are being diverted to the 85B truck bypass. Eastbound traffic to Highway 1804 through Williston is closed. So, again, keep that in mind. Evacuation ordered after an explosion in Williston. Go to the KVLY website. Check out the story. The pictures there are, wow, they very intense blaze going on there. And traffic is closed for anyone coming into town. People traveling eastbound on Highway 1804 being diverted to the 85B truck bypass. Eastbound traffic to Highway 1804 through Williston is closed. It is, that blast is massive. It is massive. So, keep that in mind. Keep the folks over there in your prayers this morning. Because, you know, just looking at that blast, wow, it's nuts. Good morning. Good morning. Wish I had started the morning off on a better note. I mean, I guess the good news is, as of yet, there is no word on injuries or death. So I guess that's good news. But looking at this blaze, it's just nuts. It's a massive, massive fire. This is What's on Your Mind. I am Leon Francis. I am normally the host for your 2 to 5 segment. I mean, your 2 to 5 time block here on the Flag Family Radio. But I'm sitting in for Scott Hannon today and probably for the rest of the week. So in my mind, that's a good thing. I like this early drive time with your Morning Joe type talk radio. So it's a good fit for me. And I'm hoping it's a great fit for you. Call-in numbers are, as always, 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air this morning. Well, let me back up a little bit. Last night was kind of nuts. Yesterday was kind of nuts weather-wise anyway. I mean, it was hot. We had a heat wave. On my show, I was doing the whole what you do in a heat wave when you have a heat advisory, you know, how to stay cool and safe and that sort of thing. And then last night, the weather just took a turn. if you were awake during, you know, this weather, you know, we got the wind, we got tornado warnings, we got just a brilliant, brilliant lightning show. I took tons of pictures, probably against my better judgment. I was out there taking pictures, but it was nuts. It was nuts. So I want to know what you thought about the weather yesterday. And then you wake up this morning, it's cool again. You know, apparently the heat wave kind of broke, and you know, we're back to like normal or even below normal weather today. So I don't know. Someone once told me that if I didn't like the weather in North Dakota, just give it 15 minutes and it'll change. That's for sure. Anyway, the show's breaking down to for you guys like this. I'm going to guest host this first hour, and Scott Hannon will be back in the driver's seat for hour two and three. As always, we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, discussing the news of the day. And then at 8:30, we have Patty McWilliams, and she's the Director of Retention for the University of Mary. And she's for the non-traditional students at the U of M, and we're going to talk a little bit about what people should think about if they're considering going back to school to get their bachelor's degree. So that should be a pretty fun-filled conversation. It should be a pretty informative conversation. Yesterday on my show, we were talking about all of the folks coming back. Well, coming to Williston, you know, for a some for the first time, some, you know, getting started in the job market. But we also talked about baby boomers and late baby boomers coming here for a second shot at, you know, their job life, their career life, picking up a second career and starting all over here in Williston. So this would segue pretty well with yesterday's show with North Dakota Job Services and the Williston development project they have going on out there, and you know, folks coming here seeking a shot at a second career. What do you need to do? Some folks may need to go back to school for a bachelor's degree. I may be considering that, you know, to pick up to pick up what they need for that second career. So, we're going to talk to, Patty about, you know, if you're considering getting a bachelor's degree, a couple of things that should be top of your mind. And at 9 o'clock, we have open phones, and that's always a fun segment because that's when we get to find out what's on your mind. You open the conversation with your friends and your neighbors and your family here at Flag Family Radio. So always great to have open phones. We have Michael from Trinity Heritage Ranch out of South Carolina on demonstrating milking the cows at the North Dakota State Fair. Now, I've never milked a cow, but it would be fun. I think it would be fun. It would be fun to find out how to do it, to even do it. I think I might go out there and try my hand at it, no pun intended, you know. And so we have Michael on, and he's going to talk to us about milking cows at the North Dakota State Fair. We have Jennifer Huberig of the North Dakota State Fair on highlights of the fair over the last few days. We have one of my most favorite people in North Dakota, Yana Murdahl, and she's the chairwoman of the North Dakota Choose Life on their efforts to spread the word about Measure 1, the Human Life Amendment, on the November ballot. That is in my opinion, it is a much, much needed amendment. And what it does is it basically ensures the right to life in our Constitution. And I think that's all right. That's a great thing. And I try to do my part in promoting, you know, the Human Right Amendment, the Human Life Amendment. So that's always great. John Godfrey of the Greater North Dakota Chamber and North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservatism. Well, conservation on their community forum at the North Dakota State Fair, and that's all about clean water, wildlife, and parks amendment. So that's the way our show breaks down for you today. You already got someone on the line here, Karen in North Fargo. What's on your mind?
Well, we used to talk in the 1990s about how we could have more jobs and have the young people come back to North Dakota. Now we're even talking about us baby boomers coming back to North Dakota. This is wonderful.
Oh, I think it is awesome. I think it's great. And the fact, and yesterday I had a couple of folks on, and we were talking about this exact same thing about people like out in Texas and Florida coming back, to baby boomers even, coming back, coming here to Williston for the first time, opening up brand new businesses, going for that second career. I think it's awesome. You have the older folks coming in. Oh, that music means we're right up against the break, Karen. That means I don't get to talk to you, and I really do want to. Call back in during my show, the 2 to 5, Common Sense Club, and we'll continue the conversation. We'll be right back with Blanquita and Ellen.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Good morning, good morning, and we are back right here on What's on Your Mind, Flag Family Radio, and as always, daily, you get your daily dose of the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. I want to welcome you guys to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Man, we got a lot going on here in North Dakota. I mean, a ton of things. Everything from weather to fire out there in Williston. So, but even with all that going on, one of the biggest stories still, well, two of the biggest stories still are, you know, what's going on over there in Israel and, you know, the plane that was shot down, the Malaysian that was shot down. So I want to ask you first your thoughts on, you know, Egypt says they want to restart the ceasefire talks. You think that it will be beneficial? Just your overall take on what's going on over there right now. And I'll throw it to Ellen first.
Well, you know, my cousin was the Mideast peace negotiator, one of the two, along with Dennis Ross, for the State Department for 25 years. He wrote a book called The Much Too Promised Land. His view was actually that the United States needs to stay out of it at this point and let the Egyptians and other Arab countries try and negotiate that. And I don't think that's wrong. The USA has not been exactly successful in some of this.
No, they really haven't been successful, especially in the current administration. Basically, they shake their finger in the wind. Everybody goes, yeah, right, continue. So the thing of it is, and if you look at the geography of it, on where Egypt and, you know, Jordan on the other side, Wadi Golan, where Syria and all, everyone is so close to each other that it's in each other's best interest to try to help make it stop. The other part of it is, Israel is not dabbling. They consider this war, so they're out there to win. They're going hardball. So anything that they can do, Egypt can do, would be good.
You know, it's interesting. I'm at a conference here in Texas, and it's called Crypto Jews. These are people that were kicked out of Spain in 1492. And although I'm not going to be here for the last presentation is called Palestinians with Jewish Genetics. And in fact, in that neck of the woods, a lot of people have taken their, you know, who have lived there for centuries, have taken the sort of Jewish religious, and some have taken the Muslim religious, but they're the same. And that is what's so interesting, is here are people with very often the same basics fighting each other.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has has to do with instigators over there, you know, stirring up old animus and even outside forces coming in and stirring up that old animus. I think it is in both of these countries' best interest to sit down and talk. We got 500, some say, over in Gaza dead. I think it's like 20-some-odd Israelis are dead. It's not a good scenario.
Oh, like almost 603,000.
It starts out like it did with three young boys kidnapped. One of them, or two of them, were American citizens living in Israel. They get kidnapped and they get killed. So there it starts. You know, it's kind of like the Hatfields and the McCoys. You take one of ours, we're going to kill two of yours. And so, you know, unless there is a legitimate way to demonstrate reliably that there's not going to be more activity, because in the past, you know, they'll have an agreement, the Hamas, because the Palestinians actually control Hamas, the Jews don't trust them.
And I think that that distrust is justified, because seriously, you know, you look at what's going on over there, and from the reporting that I see, it seems to me that, you know, Israel just wants to be left alone, and you get rockets thrown at you, you get all this propaganda, and they just want it to end. So the fact that they are in a war scenario and they're trying to root out all of these, what I would see as terrorists, I guess Hamas would see them as freedom fighters, but I see them as terrorists, to root them out and to make sure that for at least another year they can tamp down on all this rocket fire and all this animus. I think, you know, I actually think that the United States has a dog in this fight, because we need to make sure that the situation over there stays relatively stable.
We have a dog in the fight. The question is, are we the best person to negotiate the fight? And that's a different question.
We can't even negotiate what we're doing right now in our country.
Right. I agree with that. So what do you think about the rebels over there tampering with the Malaysian Airlines crash site? Did you hear about that?
Yes.
They are going to let the black boxes go, and it's about time. But, of course, no one wants to trace where the missile came from.
What was so gross to me, and I think I shared this with Ellen, there was a journalist who, I believe it was CNN, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it was CNN, that starts talking about what's going on, and he starts rifling through the luggage of one of the people that died in the crash, and then realizes that he's doing it, oh, maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
At some point, you think about it's horrifying.
It is. And the fact that a lot of the evidence over there has been tampered with. I mean, they're walking around a bunch of the rebels there. And as you said, a reporter, you know, rifling through things, you know, all of that destroys the integrity of that crime scene. And that's what it is. It's a crime scene. And I think the fact that, you know, the bodies, there was this big controversy. They were just being tossed aside. I think all of that reflects badly on Putin, one, and the integrity of this crime scene is shot, in my opinion. I don't think we'll ever find out exactly what happened, especially if we're relying on those rebels and Putin to give us an accurate description of what happened.
I was in Ukraine about, 6 years ago, and of course it was thriving. It was being rebuilt in a lot of areas. Some of those beautiful Orthodox churches were being rebuilt exactly as they had been hundreds of years ago. It was a thriving country. And it's sad to me to think that it's being overtaken by terrorists.
And not only that, I mean, when you're thinking about some of the monitors that was out there, some of these rebels hacking into the fuselage with gas-powered equipment. I don't know what they were doing out there. I guess trying to...
Well, obviously they're trying to destroy the evidence.
Well, yeah, and I'm wondering how much of the rocket is still there or if they're even trying to get that out, you know?
I'm sure they are. If you can't get through to a crime scene... somebody's going to clean it up before. We've seen that happen.
Absolutely. Thanks for the conversation, ladies. We will be right back after this break with more What's On Your Mind. And we're going to talk a little bit about folks thinking about going back to school and getting their bachelor's degree. All that right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Is what's on your mind, and what's on a lot of folks' mind is going back to school and maybe picking up another degree. We're going to talk about non-traditional students going back to school, considering going back to school and picking up their bachelor's degree. And we have Patty McWilliams, and she's the director of retention for non-traditional students at the University of Mary, to talk about exactly that. So I want to welcome you to the show, Patty.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Not a problem, not a problem. We know, especially here, and it's as I mentioned earlier in the show, we had some folks on my show yesterday, and they were talking about a lot of the baby boomers coming to Williston, picking up another career, starting over, you know, and that sort of thing. So I thought it segued nicely with this segment here, talking about folks going back to school and trying to pick up an additional degree, and there are certain things you should consider when you're doing that, correct?
Correct. Many times the students already are trying to pick up that first degree because they've obtained some college credit in their life somewhere along the line and then got busy with family and work and never completed the four-year degree. So the majority of the people we see are those folks wanting to complete that four-year degree and or complete another degree or a graduate degree as well.
Right, right. And that's a good point that you made. A lot of folks, you know, you start college and then you get sidetracked by life. So I'm looking to come back to school. Some of my fears would be exactly that, you know, how do I keep up with my family and my work and all of that? What would you say to me if I came in and I asked you, you know, how can I want to get a bachelor's degree, but I don't have the time to do it. I have a family and work commitments and things like that. What would you say to me?
That's considered, you know, the number one question students ask. They want to know how long and how much because they're busy and they can't take up too much time. So we like to throw out there moderation. Everything is done in moderation between your family, your extracurricular activities, and your school. Generally, we first do that transcript evaluation for them. It's a roadmap. It's an academic roadmap for them to be successful at completing their four-year degree. So if you have any of those transcripts from other schools, we evaluate those transcripts, put them in an academic plan for you, and let you know exactly what you're transferring in for degree completion and what you will need in your major and then any other additional credits you might need to reach the goal of a college degree.
And speaking of credits, what kind of transfer credits are there?
Well, most of the time they're just from another community college or another four-year college. They have to be accredited. And many times, though, we have a very large military population here at the University of Mary, so we'll have military credits that can come in for transfer. There can be CLEP, which is a standardized testing out of exams, CLEP or DSST credits that can transfer over, and or after we complete the transcript evaluation going through military credits and any community college or four-year college credits, we look at how can we obtain some of those other credits in a quick and cheaper fashion, which is that CLEP testing, the DSST testing, and also what we have is our prior learning program, which is getting college credit for life learning. We look at your resumes, your background, any certifications that you may have and trainings, and how can we build that into a portfolio that is college credit worthy and submit to faculty for additional remaining credit.
Okay, and can you give me a couple of things that I should consider when I'm choosing a school?
Well, you always want to make sure you're choosing a school that is accredited. The Higher Learning Commission accreditation, you want to make sure you do some background homework on that school. Many times they also have accreditations in specific divisions, School of Business accreditations, nursing accreditations, education. So you that's a very important piece to look up and research, because I have had students come to me with transcripts from other universities or colleges out there that weren't accredited. And then we and other schools in the area, we can't really accept those credits as a straight transfer over.
Okay, okay. And what kind of, what do you guys offer over there at the University of Mary that I would find beneficial in the way of, like, programs and, you know, you guys are accredited, correct?
We are. We certainly are with the Higher Learning Commission, and our business school is accredited with the IACBE accreditation as well. So in our business programs, which I work primarily with our business programs, we have our business administration degree, we have an information technology degree, we have accounting degree, we also have that we work long distance with our nursing degrees, and which are done both on-site at any of our site centers or online, and that's a big piece for those adult students that are working full-time with families. They don't always have the time to sit in a classroom for an extended period of time, that they have the option of doing either an evening class at one of our center sites and or then blended in online.
Right, right. And see, that's a big part of it. That's a big part if you want blended. And a lot of folks that are going back to school, they're going to need that. I mean, you're going to need that. You got your family, you got your work. You want to make sure that, you know, you have the time set aside that you can commit to your higher education anyway. So what are we talking about with cost and fees and things like that if you want to get a bachelor's degree at U of M?
Across the board, it varies across the state, but for a bachelor's degree, we accept a maximum of 64 credits at University of Mary from your two-year schools, with no more than 96 credits with a combination of a two-year school and or the four-year school. So if they do a program of 40 credits right now, per credit hour-wise, that we're $500 per credit for that undergrad program. But we don't try to, like, focus on that entirely so much, because we look at the student with their learning background, their CLEP testing, and their prior learning options to offset some of those costs for that student as well. It really is that academic roadmap to degree completion that best fits that particular student for financial reasons and time reasons for completion.
Okay, okay. And I heard you mention that you offer an IT course. Do you know what classes specifically? Is it like are they CompTIA certification? Is it A+? What's going on with your IT program?
Well, we have a computer information systems degree that's on campus at the computer lab, and our information technology management degree that is also on site here in Bismarck on the main campus, as well as our Fargo Center. And those are information management degrees. They have a little bit of, you know, the CIS has a heavier programming degree where the information technology management is more networking, et cetera, like that. And now I'm not necessarily the computer information systems division head on that. Dr. Kevin Fishbeck is. And when we work with those students that want those particular academic degrees, the advisors and myself, we work with them, and we get in contact with that instructor or the head of that division and let the students talk to them directly about, this is the program, is this the right program for me, and what it will take me in the long run with my career.
Are you seeing a lot of folks coming back for their for a bachelor's degree? I mean, not traditional students, but, you know, the non-traditional students. Are you seeing an increase, an uptick in those numbers here lately?
We are, particularly in the undergrad non-traditional world and online. And accounting has been a very popular major the last year or two. There's a lot of accounting jobs out there. So that's been a very popular one with us, as well as our nursing. You know.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, no, that's fine.
What is the ratio as it breaks down to gender? That was a big topic yesterday, because out in Williston we are seeing a lot more women coming to Williston, and as a matter of fact, I think it was up by like 30%. 30%, you know, women over men going out there to Williston now. So I'm wondering what the gender breakdown is, you know, coming back to school to pick up these extra this additional degree.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. In the past, our gender ratio has been predominantly female. The females were coming back to finish the degree. They usually started and then they stopped, went to work, or had a family. So in the past, really, it has been a female-dominant of students coming back to finish their degree, though we are seeing more men in the business area that are coming from the plants and whatnot to finish their degree. And if they have employer reimbursement, that's a nice plus for them to finish that degree they started. So, you know, we do see a very heavy side of females. I don't have a solid stat number for you on that, but we do.
And I had heard that, too, when you're thinking about female graduation over male and a female college of students over male, that would make a lot of sense to me, as a matter of fact. And to come back to school after, you know, maybe work or a new family and that sort of thing, and the guys are going out and field, it would make a lot of sense to me that a woman would seek to pursue, especially like an accounting degree or a business degree or something of that nature. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, especially when you got blended classes, the online classes, the campus, and all of that. So why should I consider U of M? I mean, I've heard a lot about the University of Mary, but why would a guy like me consider U of M?
Well, the non-traditional programs are for folks just like yourself. You'll have an academic advisor that really is about customer service. As the adult students come back to school, they are about customer service. And you're non-traditional students older than average, and not that typical 18 to 22-year-old that is, you know, going to school and going to their classes, and predominantly that's what they're doing, and maybe working part-time. So
right.
For you non-traditional folks, we really give you that one-on-one service with your academic advisor. You're
thanks,
in class
Patty.
With
Patty. Patty, that music means we're right up against a break. I probably should have you on my program in the evening, but thank you.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back, welcome back. That's some feel-good music right there. I got a little toe-tapping going on here. A couple of things I just want to bring to your attention before the end of the hour. Again, that massive blast out there in Williston has closed Highway 1804. This is a massive fire at an oil company down there. And it shut down Highway 1804 near the Scenic Sports early this morning. Williston police said the fire broke out near Red River Supply just after midnight. The flames rose up to 300 feet in the sky. And again, if you haven't seen, you should go to KVLY. Check out the photographs, the pictures there. It is nuts. It's crazy looking at those pictures and that video there. The firefighters and police, they were working throughout the early morning to make sure that bystanders were safe, that there was no one still in there or injured. And to our knowledge, there hasn't been any injuries, reported, but the police have shut Highway 1804, and the fire department has moved bystanders away from the facility just in case, you know, there some of the barrels there or some of the chemicals there might explode and that sort of thing. So just be aware of the highway is closed going into Williston. Also, something else I want to bring to your attention is the American Red Cross has opened a shelter in Crookston, Minnesota, after all that severe weather passed through last night, toppling trees, causing power outages. Approximately 4,000 people are without power. And because of the excessive heat and humidity, coupled with an anticipated delay for power restoration, the Crookston emergency manager requested a Red Cross assistance with material support for a shelter, and that's located at the National Guard battery. Now, a shelter trailer was deployed, and Red Cross volunteers were dispatched to work in tandem with Crookston City employees. Some of these same employees were trained in shelter operation just last week in an exercise where 64 city workers from different areas participated in shelter fundamentals class. So that's a little ironic there. A lot of these employees were last week being trained for this exact scenario. So that's an aside. But just so you know that the Red Cross has opened a shelter out in Crookston, Minnesota. We had some pretty intense weather last night. And I don't know if you slept through it or not, but I know the lightning show alone was phenomenal. And then you got the wind, you got the rain, and that's after the excessive heat. You had tornado warnings, and the wind from our weather eye person yesterday said those straight line winds could reach hurricane speed and velocity. So you just got to take it easy, keep your eye on the weather, take precaution, that sort of thing. And apparently the Red Cross felt the need to open the shelter because there are a lot of folks out there that lost power, and that's not good when you have a heat wave coming through. So hopefully they have the power restored soon and all those folks out there are okay. Now, want to get to an off-air call from the What's on Your Mind Golden Girl, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum segment. So let's roll that now.
It sure sounds to me like Comrade Ratner is an anti-Semite.
is that all of it right there? Okay. I don't know. I think she has like Jewish heritage. Yeah, so I'm not sure that she's an anti-Semite, but you know, all opinions, all views are welcome. You know, you got, and I would encourage you to call in, you know, and voice your opinion that way. But you know, I don't think she's anti-Semitic, but I do have a problem with the way she comes across, and a lot of her views, you know. And I like Ellen as a person. I've met her in person before. I've spoken to her on many, many occasions. I like her as a person, but I think some of her views are just off, man. I don't understand them to a large extent. I believe that Israel is doing its level best to live alongside these folks over there and try to balance basically the safety of their citizens with, you know, the overly PC worldview that folks outside of Israel have of that conflict. And I don't think that that's an easy thing to do. And I think the fact that Hamas, not Israel, broke the ceasefire says a lot. I mean, it says a lot. If you ask me, Scott Hannon will be back in the driver's seat in the next hour. Make sure you tune in for my show at 2 o'clock, the Common Sense Club. Leon Francis, your host. But until then, more of what's on your mind at the top of the hour.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana, too, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.